instead of a letter about jerking off into his own mouth.
Yowza! Wow!
I touch my dick with my hand and jack off and it get warm and I'd be nutting all over the place. I'd be thinking of your wet, warm pussy.
Tell him, Steve, Dave.
I feel drained.
My life's essence.
I feel like a rag that's just been like squeezed.
I got to go to JFK after this.
No. Why?
My daughter's coming in on a plane, so I got to go get her.
Oh, buddy.
Why is that not good?
JFK, yeah.
Well,
JFK.
I've never been there before.
Remember that? Remember the traffic we were in just the other day?
Yeah.
That's what you're going to say.
Even at night?
You're getting fucked coming and going when you go to JFK. Yeah.
Even if it's that late at night?
Dude, 2 in the morning. I'll pay twice as much to fly into Newark than to fly into – I'd rather – I'll do anything not to go to JFK. You're doing the Belt Parkway and it's traffic to it, and then – when you get out, it's traffic all the way back to Staten Island. It's just
how long it take them to get there, you think?
It's probably going to take you – put it this way. You'll probably get to the Verrazano in about 45 minutes, and then it'll probably take an hour for you to get to JFK from 13 miles or something like that. It's a nightmare.
Okay. I was planning a two-hour trip.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Okay.
Where's she coming from?
Dublin.
Get out of here, really? Wow. International nice. Traveler. Nice. Yeah. That's cool. Anyway, hello and welcome to this week's show.
We're recording.
Steve Dave. Yeah,
yeah. You know, it'll be fine. You'll be fine. Sorry.
I've never been to JFK though. Yeah.
And then when you get to JFK, it's just a shithole. It's like a shitty. You're gonna get so confused by like where to go. Like it's.
Can I come?
No. No. I appreciate it. I'll FaceTime with you. It's the worst.
Okay.
It's the worst. Right. I wish I had better news for you. All right. I'm sorry.
Well, it's coming in so late. I thought it would be okay.
It's just JFK is no matter what, it's always – what you'll do good on is Staten Island won't be bad that night. So you're getting away.
Okay.
It's that one little Brooklyn – spot of Brooklyn. See the yellow and the red?
Mm-hmm.
You go at 4 a.m. on a Sunday and that's still there.
What is everybody fucking doing out it's there, just, man? Why doesn't anybody go home?
It's because it's so twisty. It's so twisty, people don't know how to drive. And they
that's me.
Yeah. People in Brooklyn don't know how to fucking drive either, so don't worry about it, pal. You'll be fine. For Brooklyn, they don't drive much, so when they get on the road, they don't know what they're fucking doing. Right. Anyway.
Yeah, we were just on the Belt Parkway a couple days ago on Memorial Day.
Yes.
And Walt and Rob. We did a Patreon episode where we went to a guy's house in Long Island.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But
wasn't that bad?
It was Memorial Day.
And
it was raining.
Yeah, that's okay. Because Memorial Day in New York is an odd thing because there's so many transplant. Everybody goes home.
Mm-hmm.
So Manhattan is actually – is not empty, but it empties out.
Emptier.
Oh, yeah. It's great. So that was actually good timing on your part.
Yeah. This guy – this is one of my favorite ones. We did a Bri Tries where I go out and try a new hobby.
Yeah.
And this one was serial killers. The guy had a fuck ton of letters from serial killers.
Holy shit. Like
binder after binder after binder.
That he wrote to them?
No, it was another guy. He acquired them. And there was another guy who had written to these serial killers over the course of 20
years. It's the Mount Rushmore of serial killers. Name a serial killer.
I mean, Gacy, obviously.
Yes.
Got him. Big time.
Yeah.
Many. He sent him a letter about jerking off into his own mouth.
Yeah.
And jerked off into his own mouth?
And drew a picture of it.
3 times a night he bragged about how he could go 3 times into his own mouth. I'm not fucking with you.
Yeah, he's not.
And then he drew a diagram of how he does it.
Yeah, here's how you do it.
Isn't he a big fat guy?
Yeah.
He has to put his legs up against the wall when he lays down on his cot. And then he could squirt it into his own mouth.
Thank God he's locked up, these fucking maniacs. And the guards are like, here he goes again.
Yeah.
He's jerking off into his mouth again.
And somebody's got to clean it up.
What do you think he gets out of that? What did it say in the letter? What?
I don't know. I mean, you could ask the question, what does he get out of raping and killing men?
Well, the difference is this. Everybody knows that's fucked up. There are people who do this. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like the subset of people. And I never like to kink shame. You know that.
Yeah.
I think I
for nearly anything.
If you're not hurting people, I don't care what you do. I just don't understand this one. Just jerk off into your own mouth. How do you even do it? Did you take a picture of the?
No, we didn't.
Well, we'll have it on camera.
Yeah, it's on camera. All
right. We'll get you a screenshot.
But it's like, if you can imagine putting your leg, was his back against the wall or his legs are against the wall?
His legs are up against the wall.
So okay. He's
and he's back. Laying in his cot.
Didn't he have a big fat belly?
Well, I'm sure in prison you lose that you lose that big beer gut. You don't have beer and everything.
High protein diet is eating.
He's ripped.
Keto. He had this little pen drawing, a diagram of how he does it at the bottom of the letter, like of how his legs are up against the prison wall and his back is in the cot. And then he put a little sticker of a clown next to it, like he embraced the clown shit.
What a weird letter to write to someone.
Well, I mean, you're a maniac.
Yeah.
You know the person's only writing you because you're a serial killer.
Yeah.
You are playing it up like, you're just embracing it.
Yeah.
You got to run with it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so, but it's an odd thing.
And you want that person that you're writing back, like you're writing to continue writing letters and sending you money for your comp, like putting money into your account.
Oh, is that what – is that how they get – you get these guys? You put money into their account?
Yep. Yeah.
This guy was a – the guy who acquired all the letters and stuff was a prison guard. And I think he was doing it on the down low. And I don't think he used his prison guard connections though. It didn't seem like that, right?
No, he lied and said he owned a go-go bar. Mm-hmm. And that's what
they would be like, send pictures of the girls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of course. Right.
And his wife was instrumental in writing, too. I think she lured some of the guys in.
So is it just letters or they have like
artwork?
Yeah, he had some artwork. He had this.
Like a Pogo painting?
He had a pair of Dahmer's glasses he wouldn't stop talking about. We didn't get to see him, though, because they were on loan, right?
I think. Dahmer's glasses that he was wearing when he got killed in jail, when he was murdered in jail by another inmate.
Oh, shit. Yeah, didn't he get beaten with a broom handle or some shit like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, or I thought it was a dumbbell, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, I thought it was a broom handle, too. Broken off broom handle.
I bet you that guy who did that, though, thought he was going to be another household name.
Christopher Scarvo.
But he's not.
No way.
You got to have your inside baseball knowledge to know who that guy was.
Yeah, that's not a name that rolls off anybody's tongue in America.
Night Stalker stuff. Son of Sam.
Okay.
Hillside like Strangler, letters, one of them.
What an odd thing to want in your house.
He said he sold off most of the art. He said he had a fuck ton of art, too. But he sold off most of that.
I wonder if, I came here and somebody had sent into the office, they're like, Q, happy birthday. And it was, a drawing of – yeah, Elvis stuff is fun. I use the Elvis stuff. But, it was –
Say that. Don't say that.
It was
we just cleaned this fucking place.
Don't
– please, get a P.O. box, motherfucker. And pimp it every week. Do not send Q any fucking gifts. Well, how much shit did we pull out of here from?
That's not on me. I didn't do anything wrong.
No, it's not your fault. But get a P.O. box, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll get him checking every day. I'll get one here. That'll be one of his duties. But if somebody sent in one of the clown paintings that Gacy did, I don't know that I would be I'm going to hang this on my wall.
Why?
I just don't want to celebrate the guy.
You think it's bad mojo?
I think it's – I don't know. Maybe it's a little bad mojo, but also fuck him. I don't want to give him wall space. What am I saying to people? Check this out. This was done. The guy that fucking had the crawl space bodies? This was done by him.
I think
– I'd be proud to say that.
Yeah, I think you have a – you don't need that, though, in your life, though, to be – what's it? Gregarious? Gregarious? You're very you could talk to people and you don't need that. But some people are very reserved and they have people over and they're
so the way to put people at ease.
they're like, hey, what a conversation starter. Some people need conversation starters.
That's from Action Comics in the 80s. That's great artwork, original. Oh, look at this.
You know, at one time he had 26 skulls under his house.
Yeah.
But there is an insatiable desire for this kind of content and collectors out there.
I get it. It's not like I don't get it. I do get it, but I you know, I wouldn't take part in it.
And Dr. D set this – well, her husband set this all up for us. He knows the guy, and it was cool that he – Dr. D's husband is trying to parlay because he has he's kind of like partnered with the guy with the collection. They're going to try to like get it a TV show or a book deal or something, print the letters and everything. And I was able to hook up Dr. D's husband, John, with Nichelle. And they've already had a phone call powwow, and they are fucking both super excited about
it. Yeah?
Yeah, about the potential of all this material being able to
get
it out there on the ID channel and all the other places, all the usual suspects where they have this content.
Don't lead with the letter of the guy jerking off into his mouth.
Are you crazy?
I think that's the fucking person. That's sweepsy right there.
I guess you're right.
He has audio tapes of them talking in jail.
Yeah.
Of the most famous serial killers. Like, so you talking about a lot of stuff that nobody even knows exists.
Sure. This guy's got him.
This guy's got it. And, you know, and it was like I talked to Nichelle and he was like – he was hyped up.
I get it. You do like a documentary type show about the letters of serial killers. Yeah. It's pretty cool. I get it.
Yeah. And the audio too in their own words.
Yeah, those are big.
Yeah.
Are there any serial killers alive today?
Is Son of Sam still alive?
True. Who? Son of Sam?
Yeah. Yeah. I think he may be the only of the Mount Rushmore.
The Mount Rushmore guys?
Yeah.
How old is he now? He's got to be in his 80s.
Oh, he's up there, yeah.
Probably like early 70s maybe.
You know. Wow. All right. I wonder if he watches Impractical Jokers in prison.
ETK?
Most definitely,
do.
I bet you.
A lot of people do. We get letters from prison all the time.
Jerry Ridgway just died recently.
I imagine that is something that they put on the TV to keep the prisoners calm.
Yeah, we've heard that a lot, actually. they just shut up and they laugh when they watch it, so they air it all the time. I've gotten some weird letters from prison, but nobody
else. What if they wrote you a letter and a guy was like, yeah, I jerk off mental mouth thinking of you, Q, after I watch an episode? Yeah,
here's my P.O. box.
Here's a Polaroid.
I see you got a new P.O. box, Q. I hear you.
I don't want to risk sending this sensitive material to the studio.
Yeah, no, I get it.
So you get letters from guys in prison?
Mainly women in prison.
Mainly women.
But we've gotten guys in prison too, yeah.
Some shorties, huh?
I haven't answered any.
No?
I don't know. What am I going to do?
What was the – how do you remember?
I can't answer texts half the time. I don't want to answer women in prison.
Oh, speaking of, Tom wants me to tell you to return his text. He's he was suggesting a wrestling podcast to you or something like that. And I think he was a little put off that you didn't answer him. I mean,
in the month of May.
Tom Malicheski?
Yeah.
He thinks he's got enough fucking pull to fucking get Q to answer him. He's getting a little too big for his britches, I think.
I think so.
That's why I didn't answer him. I was like, huh.
Temerity.
I never. No, Tom, if you're listening, I think I was home 12 days in May.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not fucking spending my time answering
texts. Can't answer texts on the road?
I don't want to. Man, I need a break. You know? But yes, Tom, whatever you want.
Whatever you want. I'm not going to do it. Just tell him. Just pull it.
I want to
pull the Band-Aid off. You're not going to do it.
Just got to wait till after June or July.
Maybe even August.
2027.
It's hard. It's hard when we're in production. I forget how much work it is.
I used to be able to tell people right to their face, no, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
The more my circle got bigger.
Yeah.
It has grown.
It's obligations.
Then it feels a lot harder to be like, no, I don't want to do that.
Well, especially because you like them so much and they're friends and they do so much for us.
Yeah. So it's hard for me to be like.
That's why I don't answer.
I don't
want to
do it, wannabes.
No, no.
That's why I just don't answer. Well.
I got to answer because then I need them for something.
You need them, right? Yeah, that's true. That's true, I guess.
I once found a treasure trove of prison letters at the flea market once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Anything?
Did you keep them?
I lost them in the fire. I had a couple scanned.
Yeah, anything that made you go like, well, it was worth scanning. So what was the content about?
It was like, you know, how it was between a guy named Kari. A girl named Kari and a guy named Branko. And, you know, it would turn sexual usually towards the end.
He texted me at 12 at noon yesterday. Did you finish book 8 yet?
He did.
Wow. Oh, well, that's not about a wrestling pod.
This is what he texted to me. Hold on.
That's about Dungeon Crawler, John.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Or Dan?
Yeah,
or
Carl. Right now.
Carl.
Read it. Loved it. Well, all right, now I've answered.
He now said, please provide Q with a verbal thrashing next episode anyway on returning text messages. I sent him one about doing a wrestling podcast and one about Dungeon Crawler Carl. Crickets.
Okay, hold on. I just answered the Dungeon Crawler Carl one.
All right.
That's pretty good. That's only less than 24 hours, and he's already getting his fucking panties all fucking in a bunch.
When you've known the guy for decades and it's still over 24 hours, then you can fucking complain.
Okay, so the day that I had dental surgery, he texted me. This is early April. I was all whacked out. Hey, Hugh, I had an idea for a Patreon show, but I wanted to run it before I talk to Walt about it because you would be a part of it. Is it okay I send you the idea for it? Now, excuse me. Now, I did not answer that. It's true. But to be fair, I forgot I even got it. It wasn't like I ignored it.
Once you skip it, you're like, I'll get to it later, and then more texts come in. You're done.
I find sometimes thinking about how you're going to respond, it kind of like makes you think that you actually sent it. Right. Like when you're kind of thinking of the response.
I promise you I wasn't thinking of the response. Okay. I was literally like, I'll just get to this later, and then I don't because Brad just nailed it. I'm getting a lot of time. I just did a punishment, and I hated it. It was like I want to quit the show. And I'm getting texts from the crew. It was like, that was awesome. I think they know that I walked away being like, fuck this.
That sucked.
Yeah. When we add the new season, they have me in a time machine. That's the punishment. So when you watch that punishment.
What's that mean, time machine?
It's a joke. They made a goofy fucking fake time machine. And I had to step out, claim I was from the future and do stuff. And it was just brutal. Brutal.
I thought you went to that place, you know, where they're working on. What's that big machine?
Large Hadron Collider?
Yeah.
No. This was a cardboard box at that time machine written on the side of it.
Where's that housed, that collider thing?
Europe.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you guys did a punishment out there and tried to travel back in time.
No. Brutal, brutal punishment.
I like this letter that Gidim found. This is one of them anyway. This is a guy, Branko to carry. I don't have a bunkie, so you already know when I touch my dick with my hand and jack off and it get warm and I'd be nutting all over the place, I'd be thinking of your wet, warm pussy.
Jesus.
I need sex letter from you. So listen, when I go downstate, I hope you can come and see me and that way I can kiss you and hug you and grab your ass and grab your pussy. Ooh, this must be written by Trump. And let you rub against my dick so you know I love you. I keep telling Mary Beth that, and she's like, that's not love.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, let me rub it up against your warm pussy, I said.
So this is a serial killer?
No, this is some of the letters I found.
These are Gidim's personal – not personal letters.
Yeah, you wrote
of his collection.
No, I found them, and I found a whole bunch of them at the flea market.
Codename Branko.
Oh, so he is in prison.
They were both in prison, yeah.
Probably out by now.
Yeah, they were not lookers.
You know what they look like?
Yeah, because you could look up because they were currently in prison at the time, so you could look up like on the inmate finder.
Yeah.
Like when we found those pictures of
Mark. What did Kari look like?
Kari was old.
A little rough?
Yeah, a little rough, yeah.
Oh, but yeah, man, you fucking spend about 6 months in state.
Then you'd be nutting all
then
over
you'd be, your warm hand looks like Kari. Then.
Well, the front side explained that he just got bad news and he got sentenced on the 18th in July to 7 with 85%.
So there's about four more years to go.
Jesus.
Are you going to wait for me? Oh, my God. Like, that's all you have when you're in prison, right? Is somebody on the outside you're hoping that they're waiting for you?
What about books? Can you read books in prison?
Sure.
Like, why don't people just read books?
Yeah, Andy Dufresne got a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, he got out of prison for that. So this really is disappointing about this letter. Go back to the sex stuff is how fucking amateur hour this
– 2008 was written.
This dirty talk is – mm-hmm. This is – you got all day to sit and think about this shit. This is what you're coming up with? There's no creativity there.
No.
I touch my dick with my hand and jack off. It get warm and I be nutting all over the place.
Sometimes I shoot it into my own mouth.
At least it's clean. Wait a second. Who cleans prison cells?
I think I think the inmate is responsible.
You kind of got to keep your own cell clean, yeah, right?
So when he's nutting all over the place, he's the one that that's cleaning that up.
Yeah. That's why you put do it in your mouth so you don't have to fucking clean it up later. Two birds with one stone, Q. Come on. Prison etiquette over here. And you got your bunkmate. You know, he doesn't want to fucking have to, like, step over that or anything. So it's courteous to do it in your own mouth.
Great handwriting, though. Great handwriting.
Yeah, handwriting isn't bad.
Yeah. I only had the one side of the conversation because it was from her storage locker.
How much did you pay for them?
Like $1, $2 for the box. This was like when I was looking for those pictures for you.
Yes.
So like, it was like anything I found that was weird.
Yeah, let's put it out there. Yeah, that's so weird just to leave that without explaining.
No, you put it out to everybody looking for like horrific Halloween photos.
Photos.
Oh, that was a while
And then I found you the photos of the graduation from an autopsy school.
In 1901 or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I just found them again. I found them again around my shelf.
I remember,
My cousin was in construction and he was working at a mental hospital up North Jersey somewhere. And he said when they went into the attic, he said it was just box after box after box of like records and people's like, you know, diagnosis and all that shit. And I was like, what'd you do with them, man? And he's like, oh, we threw them in the dumpster. Holy shit.
Well, you'd be violating all sorts of laws though if you were to take them home and distribute them.
So if it's just garbage, they're throwing it out. So it doesn't belong to anybody once it's garbage.
Mm. I mean, it's their responsibility to properly dispose of
them. And I would probably – I mean, it's not like he would publish them or anything.
Mm-hmm. You could just put an alias there. Yeah, like patient X.
Yeah. Yeah, so Dr. D's husband is doing the serial killer thing. And this guy was also a world champion, Guinness Book, multiple – how many records did he hold in the Guinness Book?
Over 100.
Like over 100 records for knife throwing. And it was something that he just – his name is Throdini. And he just said that he grabbed some knives and he just picked it up and he was a natural.
Oh.
He was like Bullseye.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like this mutant – latent mutant ability to hit a bullseye every time. And he had never – he picked it up at age 50, a knife, and then threw it and realized he had the skill.
Wow. I wonder if he picked it up in like his 20s. If would he have been quicker even?
I don't know. He won world championships within 9 months of picking up his first knife. Yeah.
Kind of weird. I'll never be that good at anything, let alone being able to be the best in the world in 9 months.
I would say people would put you as one of the three best
jokers.
I mean, a practical joke. I mean it in a way.
But even then, it's one of three. It's not like this guy's
there's
the
only three
best
on the planet, though. There's no one better than you.
And right. Are you counting the other countries that also have their iterations?
I got a whole lot better than them.
They are fucking cheap knockoffs.
They're not beloved. They're Timo.
Yeah.
I would give it to Fatone, jokers, too, at this point.
I think he's an official
practical joker. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been on so much. But even that, like, I'm still like a banana in a bunch. Like, nobody's ever like, that's the best.
There goes Throdini, the wheel of death.
I'll never be the Dini of anything. You know what I mean?
Right.
What about the Golly?
No, like, I don't think golly. So.
Okay. Q-Dini?
Yeah, but what does that mean?
Say Q-Dini.
Q-Dini?
What am I good at?
At least I got a name for this week's title.
What are you good at? What are you really good at right now? Let's list them.
Pinball?
I'm not good at pinball. That's the big thing about me. I love it so much. I play all the time. I'm terrible at it. I don't know. I think the thing I do best is writing, and I don't get to do it. nothing. Good at, great at?
The Dini of nothing.
Well, what are you really good at? And then just work and then focus every bit of your energy on becoming great at it then. Meaning walking away from your life as you know it right now.
I don't think anything. I don't think I have any skill that is like
– that can be refined and honed.
Are you a cat whisperer? Like opposite of Caesar Milan?
I
just love that.
Look, I had a conversation with a guy the other day, again, and I said, like, the only time I feel useful on the planet is when I'm feeding outdoor creatures. I was like, that's it. I was like, but he threw it in the fucking, he didn't even see where the girls were. That's impressive. But I don't.
That's Throdini.
Why? What would you say that you are? I guess start with good. I mean, yeah, you're good at, you're the art. So you have a skill. I don't have that.
I think you do.
Waldini.
I think you do. I think you just have to realize it, though. You're too humble.
No, I think I'm a good writer. I think if I focus on nothing but writing, I would be. I still don't think it'd be one of the best of all time.
It's such a competitive field, though. Writing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't.
You. It would be kind of like ballsy for you to be like Houdini, the best writer.
That's what I'm saying, and I don't think I am. So it's like I wouldn't even make the credit. So, but that's what I'm saying. I don't think there's anything. Like, even like when I was a firefighter, I was like, yeah, I was a good firefighter.
I think you have to just, you
I don't
have
think
to
I was a, I don't think I was the greatest firefighter in the history of
you're
the
You're the best kind of like jester.
Nah, you're just making shit up. You're making shit up to make me feel good. Jester? What does that even mean?
A court jester?
The modern day
the bells
jester.
On your hat.
Oh, I don't know.
You should put some bells on your hat.
Yeah, all right. I'm fine. Believe me, they've done it in the advertising for the show. Yeah. No, I don't think
Who's
so.
Who's better than you guys, though?
Yeah, but it's like that's not really – other people can do it. Like I think if you go on YouTube, you'll find people who are doing it pretty great. Like we just packaged it and sold it, got other people to pay us for it.
Yeah, but no one's paying to see them fill, you know, arenas.
Yeah.
Nobody's begging them to do another season.
Right.
Yeah, but nobody – I'm not filling arenas. Like Brian Quinn.
You haven't tried it.
Doesn't say, yeah, but I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like people did arenas to see us together because they liked the show. But and I'm very proud of that. And I love that. But I don't look at it as like that's a skill I have. I'm the arena dog. Like, you know, I feel more grateful I was able to do it rather than like I pulled it off.
But you're still one of only four people on the planet who are able to call themselves the greatest –
goats.
On the planet.
Do you think Can the Camera? We've Alan unseated Funt? Can the Camera. We've yes. unseated Alan Funt. No
oh
way.
My God!
No
yes,
way.
You have. But, no there way. Nobody. He couldn't fill up a fucking college fucking lecture hall.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. In 50 years, I'm not going to be able to fill up any halls or.
I'm talking
like
about
that.
Even in the fucking height of Ken the Camera's popularity, he wasn't going to fucking Madison Square Garden and fucking what's that place where the Rockettes dance?
Oh, Radio City Hall. Yeah.
Well, but I bet you if you added up all the people who have watched. His show over the – I mean, this is when they got ratings in the 20 millions every episode.
Because there's only three stations.
But that's what I'm saying. Like we don't do that. Like we have – look, I'm not trying to downplay. I know we have a very enviable place in it, but I wouldn't say – I wouldn't even say like – it's even. I mean the whole show is just about us being ourselves. It's not even like, what do you sound the best Brian Quinn you could be? Sure. You know what I mean? Yes. So I don't know.
But at least you have something to hang your hat on.
Oh, yeah.
Us three, where we'd be searching fucking from now till doomsday to find what we could be Houdinis at.
So wait, you're on the best podcast of all time.
That's true.
I don't know about that. I feel like I've got fucking, what's it called, podcasting block instead of fucking writer's block.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Pock block?
Well, we've been doing pretty good lately. Yeah.
I've been on the Patreon side of things.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, no ideas at all for months on end. Yeah, I've been in a fog creatively.
Oh, I don't like to hear that.
No, I mean, it's fucking – how many years has it been? How many years has it been? Like what new fucking spin can you put
you
on fucking –
you always find stuff, though.
Yeah, that's it's eventually the tube and the toothpaste doesn't come out of the tube no matter how far you squeeze it.
So you want to – so that – isn't that a sign to wrap it up? Do you want to – is that you're looking no to wrap it up?
I can't. I have exorbitant bills that I have to pay. I've actually had to take on – I mean I wasn't even going to bring this up ever, but I've actually had to take on a second job. That's really what I've been doing, focusing for the longest time lately.
What's the second job?
I've been door dashing.
That can't be true.
What?
No, I swear to God.
That can't be true. Is that true again?
I didn't tell him. I have exorbitant bills that came up, and I like that – good bills, though, not like where I'm like, oh my God, like good things, but expensive.
Like
things.
How much money could you be making on DoorDash?
I'm trying to get like $1,000 a month.
Wait a second.
This is why I want to talk about it, because it's,
well, it's hard to believe you, though, because you do troll people all the time.
Okay. I just can't see you doing it.
I wasn't good at first. I was horrible.
For a guy who doesn't like to drive. It doesn't like the smell of food.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the bad things. It's so bad, the smell.
I mean, so $1,000 a month. I feel like you can make up that difference somehow.
How? I told you right now it's like you said, it's this many years in, the fucking world is in shit shape. People don't have disposable income, so yeah, if the descriptions go down,
right,
it's understandable. Like, you know,
sure,
gas is fucking through the roof.
Oh yeah.
So I get it. But
why don't you do cons? Like, it would,
I did. I reached out to Ming and I was like, hey, you think that lady, what was her name? Juliet?
Juliet. Yeah.
Juliet, you think she would book me something? He goes, yeah, I'll see. Never heard anything.
You know, yeah, he's been getting me into cons for the past 4 years. I've never gone to any of them.
Yeah.
But he's like, yeah, I'll talk to this one.
Yeah, but
read off some of those stats, bro. Look at that fucking. I take it seriously, though. I'm a platinum fucking driver.
Wow. 100% completion rate, 71% acceptance rate.
What is that?
Yeah, that's got to get better, though. Because like sometimes they'll come in. Sometimes I'm like, I can't do that.
Customer rating 5.0, 113 nice. Deliveries in the last 30 days.
113 deliveries?
Quality rate 100%, on time rate 91%.
Yeah, that's because I drive too slow, my wife says. I either take my daughter. And plus, it's great, though, because I get to take Teddy too every time.
Okay.
So it really works out because I'm utilizing the time and I get to bring the dog with me.
Right. So how does it work? You're in your living room.
Yeah.
And your phone goes off and somebody's I want fries.
You can't do it like that, no.
No. How does it work?
So you have to join up.
Yeah.
And like, what I was looking forward to really say, like, so, like I said, a lot of big bills coming up, and we're looking for a way to try to make some extra cash on the side. And I was like, I can't quit a fucking real job. I'm not saying this is not a real job. It's fucking hard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to fucking it's not as easy as it sounds.
Assholes who don't tip sometimes, that kind of shit too.
Sometimes, yeah. And if you don't accept them though, then your rating goes down, and then you fucking can't get other things. It's a long. But anyway, so I was like, well, if I go get a real job,
yeah,
who's going to watch the dog? Because my wife's working,
mm-hmm.
My daughter is working, my other daughter doesn't live at home, so I'm like, Teddy will be home all alone. So I was like, I'll just do this and I'll bring Teddy with me. And I bring him every run I'm ever on. He's there.
That's nice.
It's nice. But I found out I can't do it by myself. I got to take my daughter or my wife because otherwise I can't fucking
– Can't see the
place. I can't see the fucking signs. I can't – the phone talks. Yeah. It doesn't – sometimes it doesn't talk. Sometimes it does. Sometimes I get there and I don't even know where the fuck I'm at. It's fucking crazy. There's been some – I want to do like a show about it too, maybe, where I bring a different person with me every night.
Like Taxi Cab Confessions?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Because I've had some fucking crazy – not crazy, but some humorous run-ins. We've been in – I had to go to Aldi and buy like 30 fucking items, and maybe 10 of them I knew what they were. Have you ever heard of Scrapple?
Yeah.
You've heard of Scrapple? Explain what Scrapple is.
Oh, it is Philadelphia/Pennsylvania's answer to a breakfast meat.
It is brains and fucking beaks and.
It's not legally brains, not legally beaks, because you can't put those in food. But yeah, it is like fat and skin and stuff like that.
So wait a second. So you're door dashing, but you go to a regular grocery store?
Sometimes you have to, if you accept it, you go shop for somebody.
Oh, like an Instacart type thing?
I don't know what that is, but they
it's
say
basically door
like on my phone, it'll say I need to pick up these 16 items in Aldi, and you have 30 minutes to do it.
And it's your bucket sweep.
Exactly. Yeah. So I tried to do this one by myself, and I actually had to stop me. Like, I called my wife. I was like, you got to come. I said, you got to come here. I said, I can't do it. I can't find any of this shit. Nobody will help me. Like, nobody in the store would help me fucking find it.
And this is at night or during the day?
It was in the middle of the afternoon.
Middle of the afternoon.
And it was on a Sunday. So she came down. I was fucking like 3 hours late with the order because we couldn't find it. And it is so hard when you don't know.
Yeah.
You realize how little you know where things are in a grocery store until you're forced to go try to find it.
Scrapple.
It took us so long to find Scrapple.
Scrapple.
We're like, is it a fucking board game? What the fuck is it?
I would have guessed it would have been like the deli meats. Deli meats or sausage?
Yes, it was by it was by bacon and sausage and fucking. I was like,
so bring him around with you. He knows what the scrapple is.
It's not enough that he's with him all day. I was with him all night too. Him, Teddy, and get him all in the front seat.
Yeah, and then the fucking and then like the sad thing is when somebody recognizes you.
Has that happened?
Oh yeah, that's so fucking brutal.
I recognized a DoorDasher one time when he came to my house, and he just like looked down and was like, it was like a shame.
And then if you recognize and they talk to you, and then like 10 minutes later you get a bigger tip out of pity.
Oh. Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah.
Like you were on, weren't you on TV?
Yeah, that's what somebody said one time, and I was like, well, I'm not on TV anymore, bro.
Oh, really?
Well, now I can't complain about my job. This sucks.
Yeah.
Fucking hell,
was
man.
Was there somebody from the Cosby Show who was bagging groceries in New Jersey?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Theo. He was working at a Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's.
Yeah. The guy from Cosby Show, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
they
yeah.
tried to shame him, and then people like – yeah, came, after
yeah, I remember that. Yeah, it was like, fuck you, the guy's working. Yeah. Who do you care what he's doing? Wow. Yeah, I think you do one con a month, buddy, and you've made all this go away.
I actually tried to hook up with a New Jersey con because I'm like, well, I don't want to travel. And so the lady got back to me and she was like, what we can offer you is a free table and lunch. It's a very small con. And I understood it wasn't going to be big bucks, but I was like, well, maybe I can make – like in one day what I'm making in a week doing this. And
we do pretty well.
It wasn't the case though.
Okay. We did pretty well with the 8x10s at some of the cons.
That was a fucking huge con.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a VFW in Tom's River because I don't feel like driving to another state and everything. So I was like, I'll do some local ones.
Right. Well, you
but
got
then – and then I'm fucking splitting it with you. It doesn't work.
No, I don't need to split the money. I don't need to split the money.
He's on the clock between 9 to 5. Whatever you ask him to do, he's doing. You want me to see about – I mean there's like Cherry Hill Horror Con. There's like stuff like that. I know people like him.
That's why I thought the Inlet Ming would work out, but he never got back to me. He said he would look into it, but that was weeks ago.
He could – that's the thing. Like if me, you, and him went to a con, we could make more money than if it's just him, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know? But remember these guys?
The problem is
they're back and looking for money.
The top three comic book men.
To do cons, you got to travel is the problem.
Right. Yeah. And that's why this feels like it's – like I was just talking about it. I was like, it's ideal. No one's lording over me. No one's telling me what to do. I could bring the dog.
Yeah.
I go with my daughter. You know, it's spending time with her. I go – then when she's not around, I go with Deb. Yeah. So
if you could train Teddy to bring the food,
I haven't thought about that.
Oh.
I was like, how fucking adorable is that? Fucking internet fucking craze. If he brings the bag and puts it down,
and then my daughter
was like, you cannot do that because some people do not want their dog being, I mean, their food handled by a dog.
Who are these people?
Yeah. They don't.
Wow, I'm surprised. I mean, I'm surprised you haven't brought it up yet.
Oh well, I mean, it's not. Like I said, I knew what the reaction would be. I saw your face.
Well, I did. I couldn't tell if you were telling the truth because I was running numbers in my head. I'm like, I know what this guy makes. Like,
yeah, but like, they're like, it's good things. Like, they're positive things that have just come up that are like super expensive, though. And I'll tell you, there's a certain aspect to it.
Yeah, but I would have done a con with you. I'll do something like that with you.
Call up Tom's River right now.
Yeah.
I will. I'm in a heartbeat. And it's not like Tom where I won't answer. You know what I mean? Like,
I think that's so sweet and so – but you know I get you on the wrong day. You're like, you're coming home from like today and you're
never.
Like, phew, we got to go to fuck a buffalo.
Never.
Tomorrow, let's go.
They don't plan cons like that. But no, it would be an honor to I would love to do something like that. Absolutely.
What, as a TSD, sure. As a guest? The three guys from TSD is appearing at a Comic-Con?
We can make money doing that.
Yeah, we'll go to a booth. I'll do that with you guys.
Okay.
100%.
Let's go. Right. Like old times.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll talk to Ming, too. I can even email Juliet. I'll be like, hey, here's a blast from the past. I know you didn't like me. And I was drugged out the whole time.
I would totally do that.
But there's a level of kind of like, I don't know if it's dopamine, but there's a level of like when you find it, and you get the and you start to see it's almost like playing a video game.
Oh yeah, that's how you do it.
Right?
Yeah, that's how you do it.
And there's like you're growing your power, your energy. boop, 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 as you see it go up, and you're like, it's like a weird kind of fulfillment.
Chasing the dragon.
Right? And you're not, and you get that in a way where you don't have to think of it. Like, it's mindless. I don't have to come up with anything. I'm just like, oh, that's where I got to go. That's what I got to do. Boom, boom, boom. And it feels like, and then you do it, and it's like, and it says completed, and you see the money raised, like, go up.
But you wouldn't do like a live tell them, Steve Dave?
It's easier to do this. But it's not as much money, though.
That's what I'm saying. You could if we did four shows a year, all this goes away.
I don't know if it goes away. I don't know.
I think we could figure out something.
I think we could figure out something.
I don't think that you're making it seem like I'm like, oh, this is horrible.
No, I'm not saying that.
Like, it's actually not bad.
I never judge anybody what they got to do for money. I just – I didn't know if you were being honest at first. I was I can never tell what you have the time.
Yeah, because I'll just pull it back even more. It's like, you know, we're paying for school starting up soon.
Yeah.
And it's fucking crazy what it is. Sure. I don't want my daughter here. I'm sure she doesn't listen to Tom Steve Dave, but I would never want her to think that, I don't want her to feel guilty for going to school, but like that's.
Well, does she think you're doing it for fun though? Like, why is she thinking?
She was like, what are you doing this for? And I was like, I don't know, just shits and giggles.
What?
I said, why am I going to?
Sorry, I got a delivery to make.
Come on, Teddy.
I would never be. You're not Tom and Jimmy the Hair Guy, bro. I'll answer you. Hey, we'll go. I would be happy to do something like that, like 100%, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, we'll see what if the con welcomes. Three podcasters.
Fuck, why not? We'll do a show.
Q. Yeah.
Yeah,
that'll welcome me. All right. I could talk to Fatone. It's not his company, but he's like invested in some company that books cons.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you can just reach out to Fatone. He's asked me to do it over the years. To do cons and stuff like that, and I always say I say no to everything. I'm like, I don't want to do anything else. He would be elated if I texted him. I was like, hey, you mean the Tell 'em Steve Dave boys are thinking of like getting into doing some cons?
But where do we got to go though?
That's the thing. I'm sure you could do things within driving distance.
I'll drive you,
and I'll fly. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'll meet you in Maryland.
Pittsburgh. We did great.
Yeah, I would totally do that. Let's. I mean, look, if you want to do the DoorDash, do the DoorDash.
No, I would do – I mean, believe me, I've looked into cons because I'm like, I'd probably make it quicker at a con.
Sure.
Yeah, I think so.
Than this way, but, you know, I don't know. But like I said, I did look into it with Ming, but he didn't get back. And I'm saying – I'm not bashing Ming. I'm just saying
I'm sure
he's got his own fucking –
oh, you son of a bitch.
He's had his own gig to worry about. He can't worry about
– I just signed you a con banner.
But it's so bizarre when you go, though. It's like, because you go from, you can be going to the biggest mansion in New Jersey, and the next one is to, like,
Trailer Park.
Yeah. It is shy. Like, I would, 10 out of 10 times, I'd rather go to the Trailer Park.
Really? Because
people there are so much nicer, and they're just, like, cooler. It is not a fucking stereotype to say that the people who are rich are fucking assholes.
Oh, really?
God. Yeah. Without a doubt.
What do you mean? Like, in what way?
Yeah.
They're cheaper?
Snobby.
They give
because you don't have to deal with them only if you're delivering alcohol.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, you don't deal with them.
The ID.
You got to get an ID from them. Right. So, and they can be so fucking arrogant and fucking dismissive and like, your ID's out of fucking, it's expired. It's not going to work. I can't leave it.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, well, I paid for it. You can't take it. And I'm like, I'm weighing in my head. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to leave it because I'm not going to fucking argue with him. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Take it then.
That's like, he's obviously 21.
Yeah, well, it's a girl. It was a lady, and then her husband fucking sassy's over, and he's like, "What about my ID?" Like, all fucking hostile. And I'm like, "Well, you didn't place the order, did you?" I don't know. I don't know if it'll work. If it works, yeah. And it did work though. Mm-hmm. But their fucking entitlement though, that because it. Because it wouldn't fucking clear it on the phone, which means if it doesn't clear, I'm not going to get the fucking money for it.
Right.
I wasn't just going to be like, oh, hey guys, I know it's expired. I don't,
I'm
it's
cool.
All good. Yeah.
Wow. So let me ask something. Do they know, are you able to see the tip they give you before you deliver it?
Yeah.
So I fucking over tip these guys all the time and I never get that paid back to me.
Well, you can't contact them once it's done. I can't, like, a thank you afterwards.
No, that's not what I mean. But, like, I'll order from a restaurant, and then I'll be like, all right, let me fucking give this guy, like, 50% tip on this delivery or something like that, and he'll still drop fucking shit off at other people's houses before mine.
You can't – it's not his fault. You cannot deliver it to you first. The phone gives you a route that you must follow.
Is that it? Because yes. That annoys the shit out
because
of me.
Because let's say you're number three.
He doesn't even know it. God.
Because after he does number one, okay, here's number two. Go to number two. Mm. Okay, then he does number two. Okay, here's number three. Go to number three.
So it's worth paying that $1.99 for express delivery because it bumps you up to the top?
I don't even know that existed. On my end, I wouldn't even know that.
Okay.
Because I'm not placing orders.
I always feel like I'm not paying up two extra bucks to Grubhub or whatever. I'm like, fuck them. And then it's like I over tip and then they deliver it elsewhere.
Yeah, it really doesn't – like he's not like – choosing or he or she is not choosing to do you a third.
You're blowing my mind because I just always assume it's a pothead smoking weed driving around like bringing food.
No,
that
no.
seems to be a lot of the guys.
Yeah, it's all I ever see.
Yeah, razor sharp sober, but really? Fucking all of us is going, where is it? Where the fuck is it? And, like going so slow, people beeping at you.
Well, if you're happy, I'm happy, buddy. But if you want to get out of it, let's brainstorm ways to.
So oh, I appreciate that. Let's do that.
There's definitely ways to make money that you wouldn't have to do that. That we can make.
Like I said, I'm not. It's not like I was like I hate this or dread this. Like I said, it was spending time.
Yeah.
You know, with Alicia, spending time with Deb, and the dog's always there. And
that's pretty cool.
We plan it sometimes. Like sometimes you plan it, and it works out perfectly. You want to go to Stewart's in Mattawan. And you open up the app and you're like, and you deliver something that's right in Mattawan. And almost like they paid for your dinner to get there.
Nice.
Wow.
I mean, this is the one driver you don't have to worry about eating your food.
Yeah. Do you have like a cooler that you put the food in so you don't have to smell it?
It's impossible not to smell it.
Really?
Yeah. So Chipotle.
Oh, Chipotle.
It just smells like fucking feet. And you just got to like just fucking roll the window down and just be like, drive 100 miles an hour, but even though I don't. But you want to though, because it smells so bad.
All right. I mean, we'll brainstorm off the air. We'll
figure something out.
Yeah, I never understood why we didn't do like even a show a year or something like a live show a year.
Because I hate it.
Sure,
yeah, I hate that. I hate that being on on stage and trying to like make someone laugh.
Yeah, we did all right.
I'm not saying
the shows we did.
Yeah, but I hate that aspect, though, of like that feeling of like having to make someone laugh, pressure.
We got a jester to do it.
I'll fart around. It'll be all right. It's over in an hour.
All right. Well, you're about to make some money right here.
Ka-ching.
Okay, all right.
You ready? There's two less deliveries you have to make.
No.
No?
I'm telling you. Like it's – I know that I'm sure everybody listening to is like – can't wrap their head around it, but it's not like there's no dreading of doing it.
I think people will be able to wrap their heads around it. Like, what? I mean, really.
You got to pay for school.
Yeah. What sort of fucking dickhead is going to be like, he's got to earn money. This is the way he's doing it. What a fucking asshole. Like,
no, I didn't say they're going to be out there. I'm not saying wrap their head around
it.
I will
not. No, even the Reddit people have to be like, find this admirable.
I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know. We'll see, but I'm not really worried about that. It was more – I was reluctant to even mention it to anybody because I'm like that – like I said, that pity tip comes in. You're just like – because my daughter is like, hey, that guy you just gave you $15. And I was like, oh my God.
He thinks I need it.
Yeah. I was like, oh God.
He thinks I'm on hard times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh boy.
There's been times when I walked into like in Red Bank and – you can't get a signal, so you can't you can't fucking tell who you're supposed to pick up for because once you get there, that's how you know you're getting – that's the name you got to pick up.
Yeah.
So I walked into places where I'm like, can I hook up – can I get the Wi-Fi password? And they're like, no. I'm like, well, I need to pick up. And they're like, no, we don't give that out.
Does it seem like the restaurateurs don't really care for the DoorDash drivers?
They do not like them.
Yeah, that's what
they don't treat them like customers. They don't treat them like partners, which is basically what they are.
Yeah.
I think they make so little on the deliveries that they're sending out.
It's possible.
That they resent the drivers. Yeah.
But there's an animosity, though.
They just don't do it then.
Yeah.
I swear, you could just sit at Chipotle for 8 hours, and I think you can make great money.
Oh, it's just people.
It's just coming in. It's just like over and over and over and over and over. AAA could never say no to it. They're getting hundreds of orders an hour, it feels like.
Wow, man. That's crazy.
Chipotle, who knew?
Who knew?
Yeah. Had people invite me into their home.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Like a sexy lady?
Not too sexy. A little bit like card. But they're like, oh, do you need to use the bathroom? Do you want a cold drink?
Oh, yeah. Older people?
No, they're like in their 30s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, I'll give you $100 to jerk off with your own mouth.
Dad, I'll be right out. We met the goal this week.
What happens if you go to pick up Chipotle and the address, and it's MZ on Broad Street in Red Bank?
It would just say Mike Z,
yeah,
probably, and it was on Red Bank. I would send Alicia in. I've got one at my regular pizza that I go to every single day,
yeah,
and I will not go in and get it because I'm like, it'll change the fucking relationship forever if I go in there and I'm like doing that. So I send Alicia in or I send Devin.
Okay,
to get it.
So you would just send someone to the stash if they ordered?
Yeah, I would send Alicia in.
All right, all right.
Yeah. Or at least.
I mean, no way. No. I got a platinum fucking rating. I got to fucking keep.
Okay, all right. Old razors, dulling too fast, irritating your neck, Q. That's not fun. Me and you don't really shave that much.
No.
But I do shave a little bit. I shave my cheeks, shave my neck a little bit. Really, and when I do.
Had to shave my head.
Yeah, get him to shave his head now. Yeah.
Are you going to keep up with it or are you going to let it grow back in?
It looks like
it's growing back in.
Yeah, well, it's because I've been waiting for my Harry's razor.
Oh, well, okay. Here they are.
Yep.
All right.
Nice.
The other razors, they cost too much. $30 for 8 refills. That is a scam. So what you want to do is you want to switch to Harry's Plus, because Harry's Plus has an advanced pivoting system to reach every corner of your face, refined blade tech for a closer, smoother shave, and a weighted metal handle, which is Harry's heaviest handle ever for added control and comfort. With Harry's Plus, you get barbershop quality shave with German engineered blades. Each blade is honed at 3 different angles to cut hair evenly at the root without tugging. Can't have that tugging, man. That's not fun.
Yeah, it hurts.
Especially if like shaving your nuts with it, which I guess you can do. I don't think Harry's is against it. Every cartridge includes a lubricating strip with aloe and vitamin E to calm skin while you shave. So maybe you want to use that for your balls. And the best part about Harry's is how affordable it is, because they own their own world-class blade factory in Germany. There's no outsourcing, no middlemen. The same facility has been perfecting blade making for over 100 years. And they control the entire process from steel to shelf, and they keep costs low. So Harry's has launched their most advanced razor ever, and it's still cheaper than the Gillette Fusion 5. And if you don't love your shave, Harry's will make it right. No questions asked. Risk-free trial means there's zero downside to giving it a shot. For a limited time, our listeners can get the Harry's Plus trial set for only $10 at harrys.com/TESD. This set includes the all-new Harry's Plus razor, plus one refined 5-blade cartridge, a 2-ounce foaming shave gel, and a travel cover to protect your blades on the go. Just head to harrys.com/TESD to claim this offer. And after you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please, that's all in caps, support our show and tell them that we sent you. All right. Now we got – oh, Q, I couldn't help but notice that you were gazing at my rump with lust earlier.
It's a fucking great rump.
I think it's because of these perfect jeans.
I hate when you sit down.
I know. I could tell you. Like, oh, wait. Just wait a second.
Hold on. I think there's some on the channel.
We're hawking denim? Thank God. Yeah. We have fucking moved up in the world.
They sending us some denim?
We're selling some dungarees. Yeah, they're going to send you some jeans.
Nice.
They said you guys got good jeans.
Well,
and we said,
I don't stand by that. What?
Wait a second. That sounds like white pride to me. Fuck your khakis, they say. The perfect jeans.
Oh, this fucking company has attitude.
Yep.
Yeah.
And look, all the ladies. It's reverse sexism. All the ladies are watching the guys
walk by.
Oh,
yeah, they are getting horned up.
I know. Look at the girls are getting all fucking turned on by it. The guys, for some reason, are doing lunges.
I don't know.
Because they can.
Because they can in the stretch jeans.
That's right. Why I never wore jeans, because I can't do those lunges. That's why I always wear track pants, so I can lunge
now you be ladies. Now you be
that's why I deliver fucking yeah. food to people.
you lunge up their walk.
I wonder if they did an ad like this where it was five guys on a bench and girls walking by in jeans and guys were like, yowza! Wow! Like, I wonder if that would fly.
I'm going to go ahead and say no. I think we're in a place where guys can't admire a woman.
Oh, they can't.
Especially if they're doing lunges.
They just can't do it in, like, with the eyes popping.
Yeah, they have to do it secretly. Yeah, there's a lot of copy on here, man. There's a lot of copy. Perfect Jeans thought I was going to talk about them for fucking 15 to 20 minutes.
I love that they made this commercial. I'm a big fan of this.
Yeah, I like
that
it.
These girls are horn-dogging out over the guys. I love it.
Yeah, go to theperfectjean.nyc if you want to see the lunge guys.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. What's your biggest frustration with jeans? Do they usually feel like they're designed for someone else's body and mind?
Yeah.
If so, are you constantly pulling them up or doing that awkward mid-conversation readjustment that everyone pretends not to notice? Do you usually have to choose between jeans that fit your waist or your thighs?
Yes.
Oh, is that a problem? You got those big thighs, don't you?
And the calves,
yeah. I've seen your calves lately.
No.
They are fucking looking a little anemic.
Really?
Yeah, it's not your fault. It's your health, but you really got to get your work on that. Get a gym membership, man.
I've been looking at that, yeah.
Yeah, you've noticed the calves looking a little
– looking meek.
Shriveled and –
yeah, it was upsetting. Like when I was first started, like when I switched over to shorts when I was doing physical therapy, just like I kind of almost was a little embarrassed.
And you looked in the mirror, like you looked at your.
Well, my one exercise I do.
They're still look. They're not nothing to sneeze at. They're still big, but they used to be fucking popping.
Yeah,
now used to look like Arnold had fucking put his calves into yours.
I was looking at Planet Fitness, but. You know, they have like an annual fee.
Now, why do you only focus on the calves? How come the arms and the fucking the neck? How come you don't? How come you let them? You neglect them and only do calves?
Neck thicker.
I think I was happy with the thickness of my neck. I mean, it took them 8 hours to get into it.
I thought that's why
hacking
it broke
away.
Though, because you weren't keeping it strong. I thought that's why things went south and you had to get the operation because you didn't have a strong neck.
No.
That's not true.
He had a weak neck, and that's he couldn't keep his head up anymore.
Or you're fucking
like a baby,
too busy fucking lying on it.
Very good.
You know, you keep hearing about these celebrities that are starting OnlyFans pages and making millions of dollars a week. What if?
Wall?
Yeah. What if you started an OnlyFans?
What on earth would I push?
Feet.
Well, not mine.
No.
There are people that like all kinds of feet, dude. There are all kinds of people out there.
Well, do you have to do sex on OnlyFans?
No.
Yeah,
OnlyFans is for anything.
Look, I've already.
Well, Cameo. Why don't you do Cameo?
I need this too. Now fucking join up and join my OnlyFans.
I disagree. I think people would be jazzed to join up for your OnlyFans.
There's no way I'm doing that.
Walk clean in the pool.
just you and Teddy watching TV.
I saw you and Teddy curled up on the couch the other day, and I think that picture would sell.
Oh, I know. That was adorable. Yeah. I saw you staring at us.
But you could do Cameo.
That's when I say happy birthday.
Yeah.
I think it'd be as anemic as fucking get him's new fucking fangled calves response.
Cameo's kind of dead at this point. Huh? I think Cameo's kind of dead at this point.
Really?
I think that boat has sailed.
Oh, wow. All right.
But Perfect Jeans.
Perfect Jeans.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Do they actually feel as comfortable as sweatpants, but still iconic and stylish? Walt will tell you once he tries them on. Did you immediately notice any differences compared to any other jeans? Yes, as a matter of fact, I did. Any pain points ordering jeans? Fit returns quality? No.
They have black jeans?
They got black jeans.
Yeah. Doom, I can't wait. That's what I want, black jeans.
They got athletic fit, slim cut, slim thick fit.
Even the boot cut looks
slim fit.
I like boot cuts, yeah.
Thick fit.
I do not want skinny jeans, though.
You want the thick fit?
I got a rep to get
the bandit.
I can't be walking around.
The bandit, the black ones?
The bandit. Yeah, that's why I'm the bandit.
Mm.
I'm going to get you some bandits.
Teddy and the bandit.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see.
When acid wash black jeans were all the rage in the 90s?
Oh, the rage, yeah. And white jeans, too, for those
white
stretch.
Jeans, yeah. Not as – that window was very short.
It was brief, yeah.
Yeah.
Picture you delivering the black jeans like that.
The black jeans were
throw the bag like a fucking bowling ball, lands perfectly.
Let's see. How do I feel wearing them? When I first checked myself in the mirror, did I think, holy shit, I look good?
Yeah.
I did, as a matter of fact.
Mary Beth said it as well.
Yeah. She was like, holy shit, you look good. Sage said the same thing. I was like, thank you, everybody.
Holy shit, Dada.
Did I feel instantly put together without even trying or thinking about it? And did I look good in them? Yes, I did. Has anyone complimented you how you look? Yes, Mary Beth did.
And Sage.
All right. There's a lot of questions on here. They're emotional, reliable pain point. Most guys don't go shopping for jeans because they want to. They go because something finally breaks, a blowout, a zipper that gives up, a waistband that's been digging in for 6 months too long. And when they go, they grab the same brand they've always bought in the same size, and they wear those jeans until they fall apart too. Not because they love them, just because that's the system. The stiffs are jeans. Oh, my God, this is long. Come on, perfect jeans. We don't – there. People are going to love them. They're just going to – they're going to go to your website. They're going to love them.
Is this, is this a one-time purchase, or is this a subscription of denim every month?
No, this is one time.
Okay, good.
Yeah, this is one time.
That's great.
I'm not going to read all this other stuff because we've talked about perfect jeans, and we have let you know that they are the fucking jeans for you to buy. And if you are a guy, women will look at you. It is proof. We just looked on the internet.
Yeah.
The internet doesn't lie.
Nope.
We saw a bunch of guys doing lunges and all kinds of chicks fucking freaking out over them. So let's see. Call to action. Our listeners get 15% off their first order plus free shipping at theperfectgene.nyc or Google The Perfect Gene and use code TESD15 for 15% off. That's TESD15 for 15% off at theperfectgene.nyc. All right. One more. Now this is an easy one.
Tell Mary Beth to like book us like 10 commercials next episode.
Yeah, like Walt's sick of fucking delivering shit. You fucking better move your ass on these fucking ads. We want 10 ads per episode.
Let's do an all ad episode.
That would be cool.
That would be fun.
That would actually be pretty fun to do. That would be pretty fun. You're right. Let's see. Guys, if you're a lady or your fella, very diverse at Blue Chew, or that person that sends you an eggplant emoji at 2 a.m. is ready for better sex, then you should be too. And that's where Blue Chew comes in. They have been on a mission for years.
That's one text you won't ignore at 2 a.m.
Mm.
Yeah, how late do you have to deliver? Like, what's the
– I won't go because then they start bringing me out to the fucking Badlands and I'm like,
oh, really?
No, thank you.
If you get any for the naval base, turn it down. When I delivered for Domino's, they were the cheapest fucking cunts ever. They would not give you a tip no matter how many times you go out there. Everybody was cheap.
I don't know. I'm not going to disparage anybody in this climate with how much they tip or don't tip. It is what it is. You know,
my feeling is if you can't tip, then don't fucking order.
Huh?
If you can't tip, then don't fucking order. That's my feeling on it.
I agree.
Well, I think they have to tip though, or else no one's going to pick up the order though.
Oh, people just reject it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought some people didn't tip.
Can they take it back? I mean, there's some I've turned down $2, like $2, a fee for $2. I'm like, I'm not doing that. It's not even worth it.
Do people tip in cash ever, or it's all through?
They say they're going to, and like this pissed my daughter off one time. They say tip at door, and we got there, and it was a pretty fucking rough house. And I was thinking to myself as I'm doing it, she's in the car. I'm like, I could see into their house, and I'm like, I'm not taking this tip. They need it more than I do. I am not taking this tip. But then they didn't answer the door, so they wouldn't come to the door and get the food. So then my daughter calls. There's a thing you have to call because you need a PIN number from this person.
Okay.
Sometimes you need a PIN number because I guess they've reported that they didn't get their food.
They would burn too many times.
Yeah. So then the driver has to get a PIN number to put in, and they answered and they said that they were calling for another person that was their mother, and the mother can't get to the door, so just leave it. And she gave us the PIN. But my daughter was like, "That was just a scam.
Yeah.
That was a scam to deliver it for $2 and say they'll give you a tip because they didn't want to give the tip.
Right?
Because she's done it more. She's done it more than I have.
Mm-hmm.
She trained me. She said she did say I wasn't built for it though. Yeah, she said you panic too much. She says
was there like a boot camp?
Yeah,
she just screamed at you, blowing a whistle.
Yeah,
fireworks going off.
She got testy at times, and I'd be like,
"What's her rating?"
She was platinum too, but you can't keep it because if you don't deliver a certain amount of orders like if you don't do it, like every day it changes, like your 30-day window changes every day.
Right.
So if that go dips down under a certain amount, then you're not platinum anymore.
Got you.
And she kind of got off, like she kind of got like, you know, I don't care. I got platinum once. I don't care anymore. But I was like, I want to keep it.
I got to tell you, like when I used to Uber, you know, they you're able to give the driver's ratings and they give you ratings.
Mm-hmm.
Always tipped well, was never a pain in the ass. I never fucking threw up in the car or anything. And then one day I saw that my rating had dipped down to 4.8, and I was upset by that. I was like, which of these fucking cocksuckers gave me a fucking bad rating?
Oh, yeah.
I want to know. I want to know and ask them why. But then I was like, whatever.
My rating is so high because nobody gives you a rating, really. Only the people who gave me a rating are the people who knew me.
Oh, really?
That's why I got a 5-point rating because they – but I knew a guy that knew me. He was so cool. So I walked into Atlantic Highlands. You know that big building? There's only one big building. It's almost like a sky rise.
Yeah, yeah, even I know that one. Yeah.
Yeah. I walked into there and there was no numbers on the door, so I couldn't tell which apartment it was. So I thought that maybe the doors led to a hallway to where you would get to the real apartments.
Yeah.
So I went to open the door and it was unlocked, but it wasn't a hallway. It was some guy's fucking apartment as I walked into it, like unannounced. And he fucking was initially, you know, pretty upset as he would be. But then he recognized me and he was like, holy shit. He goes, oh, I know comics. I know you do comic show, right? And I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like, check out my collection.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
And he was the guy I was delivering to.
Oh, cool.
Thankfully. And, you know, it could have went south to, like, go walking in on someone's house like that.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, he was cool, though. And, he gave me a high rating, though, afterwards. Did he? But those high ratings are, like I said, nobody leaves a review because it's like, you got the food? It's hot? Yeah, no one's going to go back in and rate it, you know, because, I mean, what's the point?
Right. Yeah, what do you care?
Yeah, if you're ordering and nothing went wrong, you're not going to be, like, give a 5-star rating. The only time you're going to give a rating is when something went wrong.
Right.
And as you again told you, I'm 100%.
Yes.
Right. Whatever you do, don't take a picture of a half-nude guy. Did you hear that DoorDasher story with the,
oh, yes. The girl? Yes. Yeah, I deleted that because I did that once.
Oh, did you?
No, I'm looking. Yeah, I saw that. She took a picture of him on his couch.
Yeah, he was like, his pants are pulled down. He's still in his underwear, but his pants are pulled down. And she's like, that's sexual assault, and took a picture. And then now she's being indicted.
Yeah, no, I don't take – you actually – you can't even upload a picture like that though. So I don't know if that was some fake news going on there.
I don't think so. I mean, I saw the aftermath. She was like in
– maybe she took a picture of it, but she could not upload that probably to the app.
Why not? Though. She took it with – no, not on the app. I think she took it with her regular phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I thought that was the picture she uploaded as like, here's proof of my delivery. A flaccid cock on a couch. It's not going to get you your fucking money.
Speaking of cocks,
and that aren't flaccid ever.
Never. While most ED meds only focus on blood flow, Blue Chew Gold goes further by combining two ingredients for blood flow with two ingredients for mental arousal and connection. So you're not just physically
mental
ready, you're
arousal.
Actually in the mood. Yeah. This type of innovation is why Blue Chew Gold is the number one brand in erectile function. Not dysfunction, everybody. They made sure to say that.
Function. Pure function.
If less talking and more rocking, less hanging, more banging, less thinking, more dinking. Seriously, who is this simple? Chew it and do it. Don't let your mind get in the way of a good time. Just level up with Blue Chew Gold. Getting hard is not the same as getting aroused. Get the solution that does both and more. Don't let your mind get in the way of a good time. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. And here's a special deal for listeners. Right now, when you buy 2 months of Blue Chew Gold, you get the third for free. With promo code TESD. That's promo code TESD. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank BlueChew for sponsoring the podcast. A lot of sponsors today. All right. Wait a second. I don't think we talked about one thing I wrote down, which is, oh, no, Q not returning Tom's text. That's
right. Yeah, I got that. Yeah.
Most important thing.
Did you guys watch The Crash on Netflix?
Is this about a teenage girl who killed her boyfriend or something?
Killed her boyfriend, another guy.
I saw the trailer for it and I was like, that looks fucked.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Is it a documentary or a biopic?
Documentary. Yeah, it's about an hour and a half. I thought I knew the whole story because I had watched it, like, you know, in some short form on some other channel.
Yeah.
But this documentary, I was like, holy shit, this chick is fucked up.
She just drove into a house or something?
Drove into a building, some kind of building at like 94 miles an hour, 100 miles an hour, something like that.
I thought I had a bad one. I had girls hitting me with doors and shit like that when I was in the
Yeah, like they did this forensic analysis of the car and everything, and they were like, yeah, she like they, at no point did she touch the brakes. At no point did she slow down. And it's, they said that it looked like they were somebody was trying to put it in neutral, like they were fucking with the gear shift. How they can tell all this stuff, I don't know. I guess the computer.
The car is computer. Almost like a black box now in some of these new cars.
I think I saw the actual – like the post-accident thing on like one of those dash cam shows or body cam shows.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the car is fucked. It's like you can't believe somebody
they had to life flight somebody out of it, I remember.
Yeah, two guys died and the girl survived, of course. The crazy driver always fucking survives. But I would recommend it. People ask me for recommendations on documentaries. I would say, yeah. Memorial Day. What'd you do over Memorial Day? Q, anything?
Yeah, it was fucking like 40 degrees and raining. I sat inside and tried not to hang myself.
We went to see the great Throdini, as mentioned.
Is a Memorial Day a big one for you? Do you usually get out and barbecue and have people over?
Yeah. Sometimes I don't have people over all the time, but I like being out there and like doing it. I have one of my outdoor cats is, I think, dead now. So I spent the weekend trying to catch him. I caught another cat that needed to get catch. So that cat's in the vet right now. But I think my favorite outdoor guy is dead.
Oh, no. Is that the one with the abscess?
Yeah. Yeah. And I saw him the next day and he was like walking like unsteady. And I tried to catch him, but he disappeared and he hasn't been back. And usually he's there twice a day at my house. So I'm a little upset. So that was my moral day was really kind of like a bummer.
Have you heard the phrase herding cats?
Yes.
Is catching a cat kind of like herding a cat? It's like very difficult to do.
It's not. It's because they trust me because they see me every day and I feed them every day. So it's usually takes a day or two. Sometimes when they see the traps, they get nervous. And then these fuckers are all spoiled. My outdoor cats are spoiled. So so what I did is I upgraded to raw fish, like sardines. And they went fucking nuts for it, and caught one right away. but unfortunately, I think I lost. Yeah, it's a bummer. It's a bummer. He's been in that neighborhood since I got there.
Are you the crazy cat guy in your neighborhood?
There are a few of us.
There's a couple.
But there's no doubt. I have cats that just live on my property now. Mm-hmm. They don't go anywhere else because they know how good they have it. But I lost one of my guys, I think. Mm-hmm. So I was a little bummed out because of that. I was out in the rain trying to I know where he went. It was annoying, but it's a bummer. Mm. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, I don't see many cats around where I live. Like there was one that used to come around a couple of years ago, but like we don't have like feral cats or anything like that.
Well, do you feed them or no?
No.
That's the thing. They know where to
– I figure the raccoons and shit would probably eat it all because we do have raccoons. We got foxes. We got
the raccoons come in at night and they finish up what the cats haven't eaten during the day.
Yeah. I've seen more lizards around this plaza than I've seen lizards. Stray cats. Yeah.
Wow.
It's a Mediterranean house gecko.
Now, it has to be that because somebody brought one here to the plaza and
invasive
it got out.
Species.
Or two, maybe.
I think someone told me there was a pet store that used to be here.
Oh, so yes, that's right.
Yeah, so I think they escaped and – because we talked about this when we went to the exotic animal place because I showed them a picture. She's like, oh, yeah, it's a Mediterranean house gecko.
How the fuck do they survive the winters here?
I think they like – they come inside and like they're in like the roof.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
You guys went to an exotic animal place?
For a Sunday drive.
Oh, wow. I went to a reptile show recently.
How was that?
It was better than I thought it was going to be.
I didn't know you were into reptiles.
I'm not. But Sage and Mary Beth are very into reptiles. Like Sage loves snakes. But they had like – I was like, it's going to be like this tiny little show. It was at the VFW in Port Monmouth. So I'm like, okay, it'll be tiny.
That is very tiny, right? That's a very tiny VFW.
It was wall to wall. Like, really? As many fucking people as they could fit in with their lizards and their snakes and their bugs and their – I mean it was crazy. They had a lizards for like $6,500. Like it wasn't.
Oh, they were selling this shit.
They were selling it. Yeah. Oh. I thought it was just going to, that's what I thought. It was going to be like an exhibit where you could go and you could look at them and people like, hey, I'm so proud of my boa constrictor.
Yeah. Come look at it.
Come check it out.
So now he's got a boa constrictor.
Yeah. But no, they had all kinds of snakes and lizards and reptiles. Nah. No. Because it's Mary Beth wants a bearded dragon.
Okay.
I guess they're real friendly or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I had an ex who had one.
But I'm like, you just got a cat. You got a dog. Now she's like fishing for another dog.
How big do these things get?
Not too big, I don't think, right? Can you pull your dragon picture up there?
And it probably has a very strict diet it has to adhere to, right?
I imagine, yeah. Probably crickets and shit. Crickets,
so then you have to go into the pet store every week to get crickets.
You go over to the PetSmart. Yeah, get them. Yeah, there he is. Yeah, yeah, that's what they're holding.
Foot, yeah.
18 to 24 inches in length, snout to tail.
But what do you do with a bearded dragon? And I love him like I love any animal. But as a pet, what is it?
I think it just hangs out with you.
Like it just hangs out?
Yeah, it just sits there.
Oh, look. This will say they will snuggle and fall asleep on you.
Yeah.
While they are reptiles and lack the emotional capacity for mammalian affection, they enjoy your body.
I've been accused of that.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was way cooler than I thought it was going to be. I don't really feel like going to this, but they wanted to go. So I was like, fuck it, I'll take them. And once I was there, I was like, all right, it's not that bad. It's like I kind of was getting into reptiles a little bit.
Bright tries reptiles?
Yeah, maybe. Bright tries a bearded dragon. Yeah. So.
How long do they live? Check them out, get them? See if this thing's going
to. So those geckos that are at the airport plaza, they have to be the most inbred colony of lizards that have ever walked the planet, right?
I'm not sure exactly how long they live, so – yeah, but probably.
That
pet
store has been gone for a long time.
I have no recollection of it.
It feels like if there's any plaza that would accept an inbred fucking colony of misfits, it's this
hoodlums.
One. Like nobody calls out an exterminator. We're just like, oh, that's weird. There's lizards, and people are just like, oh well.
I've only used to be a pet store here.
I've only ever seen them at night by the back door, so there's not that many people around here at that time of night to see them. So, and I've only seen them like two or three times.
You told me every time you see them. You told me, yeah.
Because so, like the first time you think
no, it's like no one believes you, right?
You're yes, it was the first time I've done it. But then I managed to get a photo of one. And then I was like, okay, now I got the picture.
I gave you the rent check, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's right here.
Let me see. I wanted to bring this up to Q, but it's on Instagram, so I have to use my phone.
The gram.
The gram I got to use, yeah. This comes up every once in a while, I believe. Staten Island Borough Council votes 6-0 to secede from New York City.
Yeah, I know.
Again, they said they've been trying to do this since 1894.
Oh, yeah, it's just never going to happen.
Yeah, I think they depend too much on you guys for like tax revenue and.
Staten Island just gets fucked by the city council. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's true.
But like they're saying, Staten Islanders don't want to live under Mamdani's regime.
Honestly.
Has anything changed?
I forget he's the mayor. He hasn't really done anything that's like
not yet.
I don't know. De Blasio, I fucking hated. Yeah. I hated living under him as the mayor. Hated it. I thought everything he did was like a fucking blunder and a misplay. I thought that at times that guy hated New York City.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, De Blasio. But I have not seen that yet from but I also don't read, you know, I'm also not hip to the – to the news, but I don't think he likes Staten Island very much.
I don't like him. I know that much.
I think it was the only borough that didn't get like that free daycare that like every other borough got.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We always get fucked. Staten Island always gets fucked.
Yeah. Well, I think they were pissed about like the immigrants coming in and like taking over like schools and like the public housing. And
well, the whole city got over. Yeah. They went too far with it. And it was like, it was just like, I'd never seen a homeless person on Highland Boulevard and Staten Island my entire life. And then like, you know, in the middle of all that stuff, suddenly there were like groups of four or five guys hanging out on street corners. But I haven't seen it. Like, I think they kind of cleaned it up. Plus they probably came to Staten Island and was like, where the fuck are we? Everybody hates us and it takes an hour to get anywhere. They probably went somewhere else.
Yeah. They weren't psyched to be there either.
Yeah.
Do you want to give a recommendation? I know you saw Mando.
I saw Mando. I seem to have enjoyed him more than most people.
Yeah, it seems like that. Like a lot of people are so bitter and almost like a bad relationship with Star Wars that they can't accept maybe something new could come out and it, and they don't have preconceived notions where they're immediately hated like right out of the gate.
Yeah.
I feel that way. That's why I don't watch Star Wars stuff anymore.
But
– well, they earned it. Yeah. I mean, it's not like Star Wars didn't earn it. I mean, you know.
But it wasn't bad. It wasn't good. It was just kind of like – it's a popcorn movie if you got nothing to do. I would say it's like an adventure movie. It opens – I think the opening sequence that you mentioned with the AT-ATs is cool.
Yeah, the AT-ATs are cool. I get what people – because I know people who hate it.
Yeah. And they they're preconditioned to hate Star Wars.
Is this theatrical?
They're like battered wife syndrome with Star Wars. Like, it's going to be woke. And it's going to be fucking woke. I know
it's earned.
Those people are crazy. That would be my fear.
I'm like, calm down, Sunday. Jesus, take a chill pill.
They fucked that Obi-Wan show so hard. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if nobody trusts them ever again. But I went and I had fun. I didn't realize people hated it until I came out and was like, oh, it was fun. And people are like, what? Fucking puppets? And I'm like, yeah, we all been complaining about CGI for decades now, and these guys do it practically, and you guys are going to complaining? Like, I'm like, when are they going to win? When will they win?
And like, for you guys who are like, you're like, I don't want any messages.
No messages. Not a single. They didn't even beat the father-son drum in this. They're like, they just get along.
All right, you don't want a message? All right, it's just fucking one big long fight scene.
Yes!
Mando just beats ass from fucking minute one to the end.
Then I'm in.
Give me John Wick Star Wars. That's what I want. Yeah, maybe that's why I liked it. I don't learn anything. Or I wasn't talked down to the entire time.
I thought the score was excellent.
Fucking fantastic.
Who did the score?
Same guy who did the TV show. His name's like Jermaine Lusseter. Looked it up.
I recommend getting the score. I thought
I've never
excellent.
Seen like techno in Star Wars before, but it
reminded me a little John Carpenter-esque at times.
Yeah, the synths and all that stuff.
Ludwig Göransson.
No, I wasn't that far off. It was pretty dope.
What's it, man? If your name is Ludwig, you just know you're going to be a composer, right? Unless he changed it to Ludwig, because if you're a mom or a dad and you name your kid Ludwig, you know you're setting him up. He's got to have to be.
They're not going to be a gas station musician. Attendant.
I will say this: I was talking to my friend just yesterday. He came by the set when we were shooting. He came from the movie. And he's like, fucking, oh, I hated it. And I started talking to him like, well, what about this, this, and this? And then in the end, I go, let me ask you something. If it was three episodes of the TV show, would you have liked those episodes? And he goes, like, yeah. He goes, I think they would have been good episodes. I was like, all right, so there's your issue. But then he was like, yeah, but a ticket's $20. The popcorn's fucking $40, you know, everything.
Yeah.
He goes, by the time I'm spending $80-$100 on a movie, it better be fucking good. Like, I don't want to be just a TV show on the big screen. Whereas I was a little bit like, I don't know. It's just fun. Like, I just had fun.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
That's why I felt about the Deadwood movie, you know, the final Deadwood movie. I was like, it just feels like a long episode, not a movie, you know.
I don't have
but
a problem with
eventually,
that.
Eventually, yeah, it's like, whatever.
I did see people complaining, you know, it's like, well, Mando and Grogu, is that how you say
it? Yeah, Grogu.
They're in the same spot at the end of the movie that they were at the beginning of the movie. There was no growth. And I'm like, fucking man up. Like, fucking put his stuff up your pussy.
Fucking helmet
like, you
guy
need
grow.
To see fucking Grogu fucking grow.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But this is what you read somewhere?
Yeah, people were just bitching that Grogu and Mando don't have any growth in the movie. Like they.
What is their arc? Fuck off.
Tell him, Steve.